recent moonshots and space exploration have made all of us more conscious of the world of outer space. An article that I recently came across gave the following information. Our sun is so large that if it were hollow, it could contain more than 1 million worlds the size of our Earth. There are stars out there in space so large that they could easily hold 5 million suns the size of ours. There are about 100 billion stars in the average galaxy, and there are at least 100 million galaxies in known space. Einstein believed that we have scanned with our largest telescopes only 1 billionth of theoretical space. This means there are probably something like 10 septillion stars in space. That's a one with 28 zeros behind it. Now, be that as it may, I prefer to take my reference from the scripture. And there we read in the book of Psalms, "When I consider thy heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Praise ye the Lord. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord and of great power." Notice in particular the last scripture portion that I read. "He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord and of great power." Friend of mine, we have the most tremendous God. He is able to not only number the stars, but to call them all by their names, never forgetting the name of one. How often we've been embarrassed with a few people that we know to forget their names. Our God, great in power, great is our Lord, knoweth these stars by number and by name. He came to this world in order that we might go to heaven. The God of heaven and earth came down as Christ the incarnate Son, that you and I might be fitted for future space travel and space living. I refer you to John chapter 14, where it says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." For a man to place his foot upon the moon, it cost years of preparation. It cost millions and billions of dollars. And yet, my friend, I want to tell you that every one of us have been invited to go not to the moon, but beyond the moon, to the mansions that our God has prepared for those that know and love Him. It cost much. It cost far more than this country and Russia combined has spent to place men in outer space. It did not cost silver and gold. But friend of mine, it cost God His only Son, the darling of His bosom. It cost the incarnate Christ His very life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but would have everlasting life, would live with God beyond the stars, beyond the moon, in outer space where God is. In closing, friend, why don't you accept Christ and choose to be with Him in outer space for all eternity? Amen.